All right. How's everybody doing tonight? That wasn't bad, but I think you can do better. How y'all doing tonight? It's Yulegrass. Yulegrass comes about once a year, and we are always very grateful to have it. We're very grateful to have you in the audience. Give yourselves another big round of applause for having excellent taste coming out this evening. We're going to have a wonderful show for you tonight, as I'm sure you already are expecting. And, you know, I'll tell you quickly, as most of you probably know, there's going to be a parking band tonight. Yeah. But, you know, they do what they have to do. I don't know why they have to do it at 10, but they have to, apparently. So they are going to try and adjust the sets. We'll have a quick intermission at some point. It's going to be a little faster than usual. And they're going to try and make sure that they're pretty much done right about 10 or a little before to give you time to get out to your car and get it. Because I know that they will tow you by 10:05 if you don't. So be careful about that and keep your eye on it. But they're going to do their best to get you out the door before then, all right? We're very psyched tonight to have special guest star Tony Trischka in the house. Tony is my first and only banjo teacher, the only banjo teacher you'll ever need. Has always been one of the nicest, funniest guys I've ever worked with and probably the best musician I know overall. He's just a monster, and he's going to play great Yulegrass music for you guys tonight. Of course, the usual cats. We were lucky to have Amanda Kowalski filling on bass this year. Fabulous Mike Block on the cello. And returning guitar master Scott Law on the guitar. We love this show. It's a special show that comes around. This is the fifth year that we've done Yulegrass. And it's all due to one person, Lauren Ryu, who sold the tickets to about half of you in the room tonight, I'm sure, and has been doing a great job every year getting it out there, getting the tickets sold, and also bringing these great musicians together and coming up with an awesome program for you. So we want to thank Lauren from the bottom of our hearts for putting this together every year. Of course, we have many other great shows coming up, so make sure you bring home a schedule if we have any out there tonight, or look online. Come back and see us often. We need your help. Let us know what we're doing right, what we're doing wrong. We'll listen to at least half of that. You can get up at any time and get to the bar if you like. Remember to take care of your bartenders, and we hardly pay them anything at all, so it's up to you. And a big hand always for the volunteers helping out tonight and all of our sponsors. Also, the first time ever, and I think in 6 years, that we've had tap beer available tonight by the Funky Bow Brewery, named their five string something or other, I forget, I should know, but after Lauren, and they were happy enough to provide the kegerator, and I think we're going to keep her, so have some tap beer. Yeah. All right, I think that's just about wraps it up. Have a good show tonight, folks. It's great to see you all here, and have a great holiday season. Whatever belief you have or tradition you adhere to, the biggest thing about this time of year is that we all come together in great cheer with good stories and good friends and feel the warmth and the love. So that's what it's all about tonight, and I'm glad you're all here with us. So please welcome the Yulegrass Band.
So these two parrots are sitting on a perch, and one says to the other, "Do you smell fish?"
I like that one.
It's one of those delayed reaction kind of jokes.
I'm going to have to recover from that. They keep it at about minus 20 down there in the dressing room, so yeah, give the guitar a minute to settle down. We wanted to build a fire.
We didn't, though, so... It's
yeah. But we no, needed we're... the banjo.
I was... This guy's been on me. Like he's been all over me like a cheap suit all day and since yesterday. I was just about to say we were going to burn the cello, and he got to the microphone before I did.
Christmas time's coming, Christmas time's coming, Christmas time's coming, and I know I'm going home. Snowflakes are falling, my own home's calling, cowbines are humming, Christmas time's coming. Can you hear them bells ringing, ringing, going home? Do you hear them singing? When it's snowing, I'll be going back to my country home. Christmas time's a-coming, Christmas time's a-coming, Christmas time's a-coming, oh, I'm going home. Christmas time's coming, oh, I'm going
beginning to look a lot like bluegrass here in Portland, Maine. And with every note we play, we're getting closer to the day of eggnog and Christmas cheer. Oh, oh, oh. It's beginning to look a lot like bluegrass every note we play. And the prettiest sounds you'll hear are after your second beer. So let's have a Christmas cheer, Zach. Thank you. beginning to smell a lot like Eucrass. Tony's got Amanda, Lauren, and Mike. That's me. We've got lots of CDs you like. They're available at the door. So you can celebrate once more. It's beginning to look a lot like Eucrass.
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 Thank you, Mike, for writing a theme song for us.
You know, it's like they didn't even have to ask me. I just knew it needed to happen. But it's still copyrighted.
Well, I have to say I'm really thrilled to be back here in the other Portland, the sister Portland, having come from Oregon on Wednesday. And to be part of this again for the fifth year in a row is a real honor and a privilege. And I've been very excited about the fact that we get to play with Tony Trischka this year. Yeah. And, you know, we're curating the idea of the show, the content of the show, and working up new tunes to go with the old chestnuts. And thought... We have a banjo. This is the first time we've had a, you know, full-time banjo. He doesn't get benefits or anything, but he's full-time.
Scott, he's going to strike.
thought, well, you know, when I think of the banjo, besides Tony Trischka, I often think of John Hartford. So we're going to do a John Hartford tune. Bonfire on the bay, pumping to the rain, on low Mississippi, on the Pelham tonight, where the Spanish moss hangs from the trees down in Louisiana on Christmas Eve. That muddy water never quite comes clear when I try to give a reason why I want to be. Ain't got no family, no place to be, out on the river on Christmas Eve. Clear black night, watching the shoreline come into sight. I want to hear steam, I just want to feel wind. See the Batman arm come around again. That muddy water never quite comes clear.
Then
I try to give a reason, I want to be here. No family,
no family,
no place to be,
no place to be,
and on the river on Christmas Eve. Thank you.
be here.
I wanna be here.
Ain't you got no family?
Ain't you got no family?
No place to be.
No place to be.
Out on the river on Christmas Eve. Out on the river on Christmas Eve. Is burning low upon my tabletop. Snow is softly falling. The air is still in the silence of my room. I hear your voice softly calling. If I could only have you near, breathe a sigh or two, I would be happy just to hold the hands I love on a winter night with you. Smoke is rising in the shadows overhead. My glass is almost empty. I read again between the lines upon each page the words of love you sent me. If I could within my heart that you were lonely too, I would be happy just to hold the hands I love on this winter night with you. Across my window pane, the webs of snow are drifting. If I could only have you near to breathe a sigh or two, I would be happy just to hold the hands I love on this winter night with you. Hey, on this winter night.
How many of you are at home or near home currently? That's just a question we have to ask at every show to make sure nobody's stowing away in the basement. It's against regulations. You should tell your friends. But for a traveling musician such as ourselves, home is often the only time that we get to see family. Actually, that's not true for Lauren, because her family is everywhere.
But it's true. Last night we were in Fall River. I'm hijacking the microphone from you for a second. But we were in Fall River last night, and I think I was related to 100 people in the audience. No joke. Yeah, it was really cool and frightening.
So I don't have that luxury. I have to get married just to see certain parts of my family.
Mike is getting married in less than a month, by the way.
Well... Thank you. Since we're talking about it, it's 3 weeks from today.
Mike.
Let's not talk about how the planning is going.
One second. Now I'm hijacking. Like, you had said that anybody you encountered between now and the wedding was invited to the wedding. So are all these guys invited to your wedding?
No. The addendum is anybody I've had a meaningful conversation with between Thanksgiving and the wedding ends up getting invited.
One-sided.
Oh, this
but
is
meaning
something to you? I was just... We're getting off track. I had this beautiful setup.
Okay, do it. Do it now.
All planned.
Go.
So, for me, the holidays is when I get to see my family and go home. Setup complete. So, I was thinking about, you know, a great song about home to sing on these shows, and I discovered a very recent song called Home. And it's a current pop hit. You, like me, may already be sick of it. So, she says yes. Well, rest assured, this will be a new experience because we've combined it with a Celtic tune called Flying Home to Shelley, and we did our own little twist on it. It's majory, minory, and we're calling it Home Away From Home. Thank you.
Mic block.
Hold on to me as you go. As we roll down this unfamiliar road, though this wave is stringing us along, just know you're not alone. I'm gonna make this place your home. Down and it'll all be clear. trouble, it might drag you down. You get lost, you can always be found. Just know you're not alone. I'm gonna make this place your
coldest time of winter, and I shiver when I see the falling snow. If we make it through December, got plans of being in a warmer town come summertime, maybe even California. If we make it through December, we'll be fine. Got laid off down at the factory, and their timing's not the greatest in the world. Heaven knows I've been working hard. Wanted Christmas to be right for Daddy's girl. December, it's meant to be the happy time of year, and my little girl don't understand why her daddy can't afford no Christmas here. Shiver when I see the falling snow. Ever been hate December? I got plans of being in a warmer town come summertime, maybe even California. If we make it through December, we'll be fine.
Thank you.
Well, we were rehearsing over the last couple of days to get the show ready for you folks, and we were working about 20 hours a day, I guess. Lauren felt we didn't eat for 20 hours. She just kind of kept us working for 20. We didn't complain, though. And so at the end of all this rehearsal, in fact, everyone since I was the new kid on the block suggested that I should say something for you folks, and I wrote it down so I wouldn't forget it. It says, "Tell audience how much I love Yule grass." And I'm really having a great time. At least I was told to say that. No, I truly am having a wonderful time. Even though my mic stand is devolving here. Anyway, it's really been a blast. And we played last night in Fall River, two shows here tonight, and then two shows in Passeams tomorrow. If anyone has any snowshoes so we can get to Cambridge, that would be really appreciated. Anyway, we're going to do a tune that I brought to the band, and I had the great pleasure of being able to go to the Woody Guthrie Archives a couple of years ago, researching some wintertime and Christmassy kind of songs. And actually, Woody wrote some Hanukkah songs also, but that's not the purview of this particular show. But they always talk about how Woody Guthrie wrote like 1,000 songs, and I'm sure he wrote a lot more than that. Because he had lyrics for a whole bunch of songs that he never put music to. So I was honored enough to be able to put some music to this particular tune. And it's turning into a bluegrass tune. I hope Woody wouldn't mind. But in honor of the 100th anniversary of his birth, we're going to do this song called Christmassy Night.
Every night is Christmassy night for me, me, me. Every night's a Christmassy night for me. I love everybody every hour of every day. That's why every night's a Christmassy night for me. Christmassy day to me, me, me. Every day is a Christmassy day to me. Yes, me. I love everybody, all colors and all creeds. Cause every day is a Christmassy day to me. Treat you right, but every night's a Christmas night for me. Thank you.
Christmas anatomy, me, me. Every night's a Christmas anatomy. I love everybody every hour of every day, 'cause every night's a Christmas anatomy. Every night's a Christmas anatomy. Every night's a Christmas anatomy.
It's time to bring our special guest up on stage. Claire Scott is here again, as tradition will let us have it. Claire helped me promote Fuelgrass this year quite a bit. We actually had a little TV spot on Tuesday night on 207. And for those of you who haven't figured it out, Claire's my student. I should have probably started off with that. Claire's one of my many amazing students, and I think there are a bunch of you in the audience tonight. I have a feeling that there are lots of you. Yes. So Claire is representing. We are going to sing a song that is based off of a poem written by Longfellow himself. This is called Christmas Bells, or we're titling it I Heard the Bells on Christmas Day. And Longfellow wrote this on Christmas Day. Are you cold? he wrote this on Christmas Day. He was feeling very forlorn. His wife had recently passed away. His son was in the Civil War, and he was contemplating life, and he heard the bells peal, and he felt that there was hope, and it's a very moving song, I think. So, moving lyrics, anyway. We'll see about the song. Okay. Thank you. Claire will be back on the second set for sure. No
you know,
worries.
We've been playing music this whole night, too.
One more tune on this set, and we are going to try to keep the intermission brief so we can all get to our cars. Mine is parked on State Street, so I have to get there too. I wanted to let you know that we have surprise merchandise that we would love for you to peruse. Scott has a new album out. It's fantastic. A bunch of the Deadly Gentlemen are featured on it. Tony has a bunch of instructional materials and fun banjo CDs.
Yeah.
And Mike Block has two titles, I believe, out there.
Three
titles. Thank you. It's a good thing that we have the fantastic ladies of Two Note Botanical Perfumery selling merchandise for us tonight. Yeah. We have a poster that's pretty cool. It's got like a banjo and a Christmas tree on it. It has all of our names, and we signed our names on it, so you could take it home if you want to buy it for $15.
You guys will be excited to know that Claire Scott autographed that poster.
And I have a CD too, so I should mention that. And Scott and Mike are on it, and my face is on it, and it was photographed by Amanda.
Wait, does that mean I get a cut, Lauren?
I think you already got your cut.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
And these make perfect stocking stuffers, folks.
Okay, here we go. Here's a nice little Swedish tune for ya.
Thank you.
Happy New Year!
Is everybody here? A couple of, I guess not. We don't start till everybody's here. Oh.
Gotcha.
The demon rum, yes.
Creek, I seen Santa Claus washing his feet. got none coming home, ringing up Christmas all night long. In the door, side door. Hurry and shaking, hurry and jump, bringing up Christmas all night long.
Amanda Kowalski. We're going to do another tune. You may know it from the Home Alone movie franchise.
Is that word again?
Is a rock and roll electric guitar. And away you went a Rudolph, whizzing like a shooting star. Runner, runner, Rudolph, Santa's gotta make it to town. Trying to make him hurry down, he can take the freeway down. Runner, runner, Rudolph, feeling like a merry-go-round. Take a scout. Thank you. Jerry Dillon, you can take a freeway down. Run around a Rudolph, feeling like a merry-go-round. Said Santa to a girl child, what did you believe to the boo? A little baby doll that can cry, sleep, drinking wet. And away I went a Rudolph whizzing on a shaver jet. Run around a Rudolph, Santa's gotta make it to town. Santa, make him hurry, tell him he can take the freeway down. Run around a Rudolph, feeling like a merry go round. One more time. Run around a Rudolph, Santa gotta make it to town. Santa, make him hurry, tell him you can take the freeway down. Run around a Rudolph, feeling like a merry go round.
Thank you. Scott Law and Tony Trischka.
She's up in heaven, she's with the angel band. Someday I will join her up in that promised land. Every time the snow falls, it brings back memories. I found her when the snow was on the ground. I chased a little footprint in the snow. In the snow. Woo! That's a happy day. Then I lost her way. When I found her when the snow was on the ground. That's a happy day. Then I lost her way. Cause I found her when the snow was on the ground.
Claire Scott.
Thank you. on time, guys. In terms of the parking van.
9:35.
Okay, great. Perfect.
I have
9:34.
Are you from Chicago?
Yeah, a long time ago.
And 4 minutes behind Chicago?
The western suburbs.
I was thinking about the time. I forgot I needed to bow. Thanks, Mike.
So this is Christmas, and what have you done? Another year over, and a new one just begun.
So this is Christmas, I hope you have fun. The near and the dear one, the old and the young.
Very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Let's hope it's a good one without any fear. So this is Christmas, for weak and for strong, for rich and the poor ones. The world is so wrong.
So happy Christmas, for black and for white, for yellow and red ones, to stop all the fight.
Very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Let's hope it's a good one.
So this is Christmas, and what have you done? Another year over, and a new one just begun. And so this is Christmas, I hope you have fun. The near and the dear one, the old and the young.
Very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Let's hope it's a good one without any fear.
We have
one more, kind of, you know, the drill. You know, like, we're going to play one more, and then something will happen, and then we...
Like a parking ticket.
You know. Right. So, this is the moment that I get to thank you all for having such amazing taste in music and being a part of our tradition. This is our fifth year, and it makes me so happy to share this night with you and these fantastic musicians. So, great job, you guys. Good work. Absolutely a thank you to One Longfellow Square and Tom Rota and the staff here, and to James Whalen up on sound tonight. I know you've probably considered it, but I'd like to urge you to do it again. If you could become a member here at this venue and keep supporting us so we can keep coming back and doing Yulegrass each year, make this a real tradition. It's already a real tradition, right? But yeah, we still want it here. So, okay, one more time for Mike Block, Amanda Kowalski, Scott Law, and Tony Trischka.
And Lauren Rieu.
Thank you.
Kind. We're going to do one more for you. It's a sing-along, so we hope that you join us.
This is a song I learned from Mike Seeger. His mother, Ruth Crawford Seeger, collected this down south and put it into a collection of Christmas songs. I had a chance to record this with Mike for my Christmas album, Glory Shown Around. Thank you. There's one. Anyway. anyway, this is just an incredibly beautiful song, and please do sing along. And it's called Child of God.
One interesting thing about that album is I think Claire Scott is featured on that album.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, everybody.